Hey book buyer, and welcome to the special audio version of The Ultimate Pet Business Plan. How to launch, grow and scale an outrageously profitable, impactful and fun pet business that dominates your local town. Now this audio version is a little different to the ones I've done in the past. I'm sitting in my sitting room, I have a professional microphone, but I don't have a professional Alex the Video Guy sitting next to me, making sure it all sounds absolutely tip-top. And I'm in my living room. I've got Derek, the dog de Bordeaux, sitting next to me. He's going to be snoring and farting throughout the audio version. And I've also got the fire crackling in the background too. So hopefully it'll have a nice homely feel to it when you listen to it. But what you're also going to get with this special version is I'm going to go off topic a little bit as I'm reading the audiobook to you. And I'm going to be sharing some more of the lesser known secrets that have helped me to radically change my pet business over the last 8 years, and they're going to allow you to do exactly the same thing with your business as well. So, without further ado, let us begin the audiobook. Dedication, that's what you need. This book is dedicated to all the pet professionals I work with in the pet business inner circle. I believe you are the standard bearers for the industry, and I love helping you make more of an impact with your amazing skills. Introduction. Why you need a pet business plan. A goal without a plan is just a wish. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Three fish lived in a pond. One was named Plan Ahead, another was Think Fast, and the third was Wait and See. Weird names, I know, but work with me here. One morning they heard a fisherman say he would be casting his net in their pond the next day. Plan Ahead said, "I'm swimming down river and heading to the sea tonight." Think Fast said, "With my lightning quick thinking, I'm sure to come up with a plan when I need to." Wait and See lazily said, "I can't be bothered to think about it now." The next day came around, and sure enough, the fisherman cast his net in the pond. By this time, Plan Ahead had already made his way far away from danger and was safe in the ocean. But Think Fast and Wait and See were caught by the fisherman. True to his name, Think Fast quickly rolled onto his belly, went limp, closed his eyes and pretended to be dead. "Bugger, this fish is no good," said the fisherman, and threw him back into the safety of the water. However, Wait and See was killed and ended up on a plate with some chips and mushy peas. This is why people say, in times of danger, when the net is cast, plan ahead or plan to think fast. A fishy story for sure. But there's a good reason I'm starting this book with a poisson-filled parable. When starting a new business, or when you are expanding or going in a new direction with an established business, it always pays to plan ahead. Why you need a pet business plan. As a business owner, you'll find there's always a dangerous net ready to be cast over your operation. This net takes many forms. It could be your ever-growing competition, who are always hungrily eyeing up your assets as they try to pilfer your customers. It might be the ever-changing business environment. The pet services sector has undergone some huge changes in the last 10 years, and the next 10 years are set to be just as unpredictable. Or it could be your own indifference, laziness, or lack of imagination which causes your pet business to falter. Trust me, if you aren't constantly thinking of new ways to promote your services that excite your prospects and thrill your clients, then their head will be turned by someone else. How do you prevent this happening to your business? By planning, of course. And just as importantly, taking action. The dictionary definition of a plan is a detailed proposal for doing or achieving something. The Ultimate Pet Business Plan will, if you follow it closely, help you to achieve something special. It will help you to build a pet business that attracts the best clients and to earn a fantastic income, and it will allow you to make a tremendous impact in your canine community. That last point is worth touching on. I've had three different pet businesses within the pet industry, I've written four books on the subject, and I've met and mentored hundreds of passionate pet business owners over the last 8 years. I know you want your business to be the vehicle that brings you and your family everything you deserve. I also know you aren't in this just for the money. I know you are passionate about helping people, bringing dogs and their owners closer together, and generally improving the welfare of dogs in your community with your amazing service. The uncomfortable truth, which most failing pet business owners ignore, is that the best way to make a bigger impact with your services, so you can help more dogs and their owners is to get better at marketing. The business who delivers an amazing service and presents that service better than anyone else usually ends up on top. Mastering how to effectively market your services will enable you to build a kick-ass profitable pet business that attracts the best high-fee paying clients, touches more people, and has a bigger influence in your community. My plan for this book, to reach out and resonate with a small number of truly ambitious dog walkers, trainers, groomers, and doggy daycare owners, and those just about to start a pet business, or who are just thinking about starting a pet business, and anyone else in this amazing industry who is already offering life-changing services but who lacks the marketing skills to successfully promote their services and are sick of working long hours with little or no reward. I'll be sharing my proven marketing methods that will help you claim your place at the top of the mountain and be recognized as the premier pet professional in your town, country, or even the world. However, as important as planning is, you shouldn't plan so much that you forget to take action. As the great Napoleon Hill said, plan your work and work your plan. I'm working on my business plan should be something you say once and then take action until it's done. Actions speak louder than words. Have you heard the following statement from a friend or relative? This year I'm going to lose weight, run a marathon, write a book, take a once-in-a-lifetime holiday, or any other activity you can imagine. Usually their plans involve simply talking about an activity. Rarely, if ever, do they transfer to the action phase required to actually achieve anything. There's knowing what you need to do to achieve success, and then there's actually getting off your ass and fucking doing something about it. If you are a dreamer, a thinker, a procrastinator, and an avoider, then please return this book and I'll happily send you a refund. This book is for the doers, who aren't 100% sure how to do something, but will have a go anyway. Prepare to be astonished. You'll find a lot of the ideas I'm going to share with you will be new, different, unorthodox, and may even fill you with fear. That's because they will force you to step outside of your comfort zone and develop into a new kind of business owner. Rest assured, though, the Ultimate Pet Business Plan is a proven practical plan of action that will hold your hand and walk you through the three phases of your pet business growth. The phases are launching and establishing your new business, systemizing and scaling and expanding, innovating and reinventing and dominating. Who is this book for? It's for any service-based sector in the pet industry. I primarily coach dog walkers, trainers and groomers, but I've also given business-changing advice to doggy daycare owners, pet photographers, field owners and even pet pregnancy scanners. When you understand as I do how proper marketing works and practice it, then you can apply effective marketing principles to any pet business. If you've bought this book, I assume you're thinking of starting a pet business, have just started one, or you have an established business you wish to expand and scale but don't know how. I'll be sharing with you how to best position and market your business so you can make the biggest impact possible. If you've already created a great pet business and now you've hit a wall and you're out of ideas, then I will give you some options of how you can innovate and expand in a new direction. And if you wish, even reinvent your business entirely. So what makes me so qualified to teach you how to market your pet business? Well, I'm not some jumped up guru who's done an MBA in general marketing and who has then jumped in the pet business sector because it looks like a hot market. Nor am I a dog walker who has built a business by charging low prices, who now has 3,000 Twitter followers, a Facebook group with 2,000 members, and thinks that qualifies me to teach other pet business owners about business. So who the hell am I? Good question. Let's get to know each other a bit. I'm Dom Hodgson, father of two boys, Alex, 23, and Toby, 15, husband of Beth, a school teacher who wouldn't let me share her age, quite right too. I own two dogs, a Cocker Spaniel called Sid and a Dog de Bordeaux called Derek, and six chickens. My favourite chicken, Sharon, passed away while I was finishing this book. More on chickens later. More importantly, I've run my own multifaceted pet business since 2011. My pet business journey. I started out as a dog runner, then I pioneered the introduction of dog adventures. In 2012, I became a dog trainer, then I ran an online dog store. I've since written 3 dog training books and 2 pet business books, and I've created dozens of online courses, and I've also hosted 2 dog podcasts. I built a reputation that has enabled me to speak in front of hundreds of pet business owners at seminars all over the UK. Since 2017, I've run intensive marketing boot camps for pet business owners, and in 2019, I created the first Pet Business Super Conference, aka Impact. For the last 3 years, I've primarily mentored other pet business owners to help them grow their business faster than their competition. I'm not telling you any of this to brag, honest, but rather to show you that over the last 8 years, I've tried lots of different things in my business. Not all of my ventures have been successful. I'll be sharing my low points with you too. But I've enjoyed every step along the way, and my businesses have always been profitable. And over the last 8 years, I've gradually created my own dream business that enables me to write, teach, mentor, and work with amazing pet business owners. It's likely your dream pet business will be a lot different to mine. That's how it should be. You shouldn't want to copy me or anyone else. You might no more want to write a book or stand on stage and speak to an audience than I want to learn how to groom or massage a dog. What you definitely can and absolutely should do is model your business on the success principles I lay out in this book. See, much like the principles of dog training, the principles of successful marketing never change. So it doesn't matter whether you want to dominate your town with your dog walking business, have dreams to become the number one puppy trainer, own a string of successful canine styling salons, create the world's largest doggy daycare company, or become a successful speaker, author, and influencer within the industry. The marketing principles that will get you there are the same across all sectors of the pet service industry. How to use this book. This is a short book, which I've split into 3 parts. 1. The launch and growth of a new pet business. 2. Systemizing, staffing and scaling your pet business. 3. Expanding, innovating and reinventing an established pet business. Sounds like a lot to cover in one short book, right? Not really. At each stage of the business journey, there are surprisingly few fundamentals you need to master to achieve success. I'll be sharing the vital few key business principles you must get right as you hit each stage of your pet business journey. In fact, you'll be learning just 7 of Dom's golden rules. Follow these rules and success will be yours. You can, if you wish, skip ahead to the part which most applies to you, but I would rather you read, or in this case, listen to the whole book in order, at least once, and it would be better for you to do this. That way you'll see how the principles in each phase affect the next stage of your business growth. As an example, if you are now full and have no space to take on new clients, you will likely feel phase 2 is where you need to begin, but you'd be wrong. That's because before you take on staff, or even think about taking on a staff member, you should first make your business more profitable by increasing your prices, and pricing is a topic in phase 1 in the next chapter. So as tempting as it is to skip forward, don't do it. Or if you do, then be sure to go back and re-listen to the whole book. But my business is different. Wrong, mon ami. Don't think just because you are a dog trainer, a marketing example I give for groomers doesn't apply to you, or that a promotional tip for dog walkers has no relevance to your doggy daycare business. It does. Marketing is marketing is marketing. And by cross-referencing the ideas I share, you'll come up with unique ways to make your business stand out from the competition. It will give you some ideas for how you can collaborate with other pet businesses in your town. Treat this book like a manual. Underline and highlight light bulb moments that leap out at you. And you'll get special value from the bonus case studies that I've also included in the Ultimate Pet Business Plan. There are 12 in total. Why does this book matter to you? Believe it or not, just buying this book, you've probably invested more money in your marketing education than most pet professionals invest in an entire lifetime. Marketing and promotion seem to be dirty words for the fluffy pet business owners who have a giant stick up their ass when it comes to making money from their business. That's because most of the average pet business owners fall into the CPD, continuing professional development, trap of thinking they need to get better and better at the service they provide. Which is why 90% of pet professionals out there have a hobby business, which does nothing but pay for their seminar junkie habit. If that sounds like you, then you are happy to remain time and cash poor as your business does nothing but help swell the coffers of the dog training associations who are happy to take your money. You'll see the same old faces there, and you'll tell each other the same old stories about how difficult your business is, how shitty your clients are, and how empty your bank account is. That's what average pet business owners do. The key words there being average and business owners. In order to make money from your business, you need to treat it like a business. You need to be good at what you do for sure, but you should passionately care about the welfare of the dogs. I'm already guessing you already tick those boxes. For you, a profitable, proven pet business and marketing plan is what's needed next. Don't underestimate how important the marketing side of your business is. You can attend a few courses and call yourself a dog walker, dog groomer, or a dog trainer, but you'll only have a proper dog training, walking, grooming, doggy daycare, pet masseur, pet photographer business that makes a profit with an effective marketing strategy. I know lots of smart but stressed out, talented but time poor, and skillful but skint pet business owners who have failed to grasp the importance of marketing, or they lack the discipline required to successfully promote their business. Don't become one of the pissed off pet professionals who foolishly fall under the counterfeit charms of fake social media gurus whose marketing advice consists of posting more and more updates on the ever-growing list of social media channels. Facebook and Insta and Twitter, oh my! Ask most pet business owners where they get new clients from, and the answer will inevitably be word of mouth and social media. I couldn't run my business without social media. Of course not, I reply, because the concept of business didn't exist before 2004, did it? Social media has its place, but it's just one of the online tools you need to master, in addition to the offline strategies that are generally far more effective and enjoyable ways for you to grow your business, and I'll be sharing the best of them with you in this book. So where do we start? Well, as Maria von Trapp used to sing, we start at the very beginning, a very good place to start. And in the next chapter, we'll begin with phase one of launching and growing a pet business. The fundamentals you learn in the next chapter will prevent your business, will prevent you building your pet business on a house of sand and give you the strong foundations you need for lasting success. So let's crack on with chapter one.